Welcome back to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. It's time for our Worldview Watch, focusing in on creation with Pastor Warren Wirth. We have him here on the line. Good morning, Pastor Wirth.
Good morning, Pastor Fisk.
So there's a big event coming up.
There is. The Missouri Association for Creation will have its monthly meeting on Monday, January 9th at Gateway Christian Church, 1951 De Pere Road in the St. Louis area. The main event is at 7 p.m. They're showing a DVD. Actually, it looks like a series of four DVDs on the topic, Uncovering the Truth About Dinosaurs. And they point out the fact that people today are fascinated with dinosaurs, and kids get way too much misinformation about dinosaurs from secular sources. So this DVD the series of DVDs, Uncovering the Truth About Dinosaurs, will help set the record straight. The host is Marcus Lloyd, who journeys to various locations to investigate some of the common theories about dinosaurs, while experts in subjects like paleontology, geology, and archaeology and history examine evidence that casts doubt on secular theories about geologic time and evolution. So once again, if you'd like to learn about dinosaurs, Uncovering the Truth About Dinosaurs is at Gateway Christian Church, 1951 De Pere Road, on Monday, January 9th, at the Missouri Association for Creation. For more information, you can look them up and contact them. Also, if you are not in the St. Louis area and are interested in the same subject, I think you can probably find this DVD at the store at answersingenesis.org. Again, the title of the DVD series, Uncovering the Truth About Dinosaurs.
Was there a time on Monday that was going to be at?
At 7 p.m. 7 p.m. Monday, January 9th, Gateway Christian Church, 1951 De Pere Road in the St. Louis area.
All right. And now we're going to be kind of responding to a little video about humans becoming robots.
Right. So we're going from the distant past to the distant future, right? So
yeah.
Back to the future. And this was something we saw online. Maybe a lot of our listeners, if they were online over the past week or two, saw a thing where somebody was talking about the next big step in human evolution, the biggest thing in a billion years. So if you don't mind, maybe we can bring that up and play that, and then we can talk about it.
Yeah, here it goes. Oh.
Next steps in possible human-machine integration are already kind of happening with systems like deep learning algorithms and other related systems that we call AI. Deep learning is really fascinating. It's really undergone a dramatic change in the last few years because now we have deep learning systems. They're capable of doing things like recognizing faces, distinguishing between male and female faces in images and much more sophisticated things at a level that humans can do. And so what may happen is we're going to offload some of our tasks to machines. And that could be the beginning of something different. Would be an evolutionary step that really takes us in a radically different path than any other life in the last 4 billion years on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes,
in a sense, we're using a different substrate. Instead of building things out of organic chemistry, we'd be building things out of software. We'd be building things embedded in silicon and other electronic devices. And that's really interesting. We may be witnessing the first new origin event. First, there was the origin of life. Now there's perhaps the origin of something new that may be a mingling of the artificial with the natural. And will humanity survive in the same way? Well, probably not, because evolution just keeps going and going, and there's nothing that says modern humans are going to be around forever. We may change into something else. In some way, I think we've already begun that process. If I pick up my smartphone, it really is an extension, not just of my body now, but of my mind. It's a way I find information. It's a way that I connect to other human beings. So I think this idea that we might merge with robots in the future or merge with our machines is a really fascinating and important one. But it may happen in subtle ways, and it may happen in ways that we haven't expected yet. I think the smartphone, the internet, our integration with social media is a good example of how perhaps that begins to start.
Okay. Whoops.
Yeah, I know. Now, we could hear that, I think. There was a question here in studio whether or not that was going, and dear listener, forgive me for still being new at this job, but what jumped out at me right away and bothered me about that was the assumption that if we design something that makes us stronger, that's evolution.
Right. There's a lot of stuff here that's totally, totally off base, but it's the hype and the wishful thinking of the religion. There was secular humanism. Now this is secular transhumanism. And so the article that he was listening to, you can find it yourself, it's at MSN. And it's, the title of the thing is Humans Are at the Forefront of What Could Be the First Major Shift of Evolution in Over a Billion Years. So if you look for that, you can watch the little video yourself. Also, for our listeners who get the Lutheran Witness, the Lutheran Witness is a magazine of our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The most recent issue includes an article called Transhumanism, Humans Without Bodies. It was by Andrew Yeager, who spends a couple pages talking about that. And there are articles you can look up also at Answers in Genesis, one that's called Are Transhumans in Our Future? That article is by Frost Smith, is dated July 9th, 2015. So to quickly talk about what we're talking about here, the video that you played there, or the audio from the video, actually is what the speaker was, Caleb Scharf, who wrote a book called The Copernican Complex. And he's one of many people who believe in this whole thing of transhumanism, the idea that humans can evolve themselves and will over the next number of years as our technology gets better and better. So transhumanism, if you look it up at Wikipedia, it says it's an international and intellectual movement that aims to transform the human condition by developing and making widely available sophisticated technologies to greatly enhance human intellectual, physical, and psychological capacities. So they have this idea that we can make the human race better and better and better and promote human evolution so that we might even be part human, part machine, part robot, or even ultimately completely machine, so we're no longer carbon-based life forms, but that we can achieve immortality by getting our brains, our minds, our intellect, our personalities to meld with machinery, with computers and so forth. That's what he was talking about when he said that instead of building things out of organic chemistry, we'll build them out of software. And so there's it's a pretty much a religious idea, a philosophical religious idea, that we can achieve salvation or immortality and overcome all of humans' problems through our technology and scientific advancement. And it's really a kind of idolatry, if you really want to be honest about it, and it's really barking up the wrong tree. The article from Answers in Genesis that addresses this, Are There Transhumans in Our Future?, really nails it, in my opinion. He says, while technology, the application of already acquired knowledge for practical purposes by men, is improving and prolonging man's quality and length of life, it is not a biological change, nor does it produce one. Science, defined as the intellectual and practical activity encompassing the systematic study of the structure and behavior of the physical and natural world through observation and experiment, produces nothing new biologically. Note that the common denominator is the agent of man, not some mystical improvement ratio beyond our effect. Man's ingenuity is the impetus for both science and technology, and it is in his best interest to improve his own status. That man works with what is already there, often merely standing on the shoulders of giants. And so he goes on to point out that there's when you add technological things that even come up by imitating what God already created, like the human hand or the human eye or the human ear or something like this. And if you can come up with a machine, a man-made device to try to make up for something that's lacking in somebody who is injured or diseased, and you come up with a bionic ear or a bionic hand, you know, you really haven't made a Superman. You've made a machine that a man can use, and the man has the improved ability to hear or see or do something only when he's wearing the device that he's made, and he made the device trying to imitate what God already created, and of course what God made is really better in the first place. So there's no change to the person that is inheritable. This is not evolution. This technology is fascinating. It can be beneficial to humankind, but it is really intelligent design with man copying man's God's designs, and it is not biological evolution at all.
Yes, it's ultimately intelligent design, which we don't really have a problem with. I'm not excited about people trying to put their souls into a computer to live forever. There's certainly a question there, but there's nothing wrong with being able to enhance a bionic arm on somebody who's a paraplegic or something like that. That's wonderful. And the artificial intelligence that we can build into a robot that might be able to help cook dinner or keep traffic patterns clean, that's all great, but it's not evolution at all. Something I've noticed recently on very things I'm listening to is just how often people want to tack the word on evolution onto things to make it sound like it's all from evolution, but they never bother to actually show how this is random happenstance, accidentally changing genetic code. None of that ever comes up.
Right, exactly. You're not adding information to the genetic code and passing it on so that something becomes a new kind. So this is science fiction, not science fact, and is a confusion of things. And again, as we said before, it's really a kind of idolatry. Going back to really in the garden, what did Satan tempt Adam and Eve to believe? That we could become gods. If we would disobey God and just eat of the forbidden fruit, then we could become gods. And so how different is this really, the idea that we can become gods, we can become immortal, we can overcome all of human's problems and achieve a kind of salvation, and we're going to do it by human reason. And the people who are behind this, as a rule, tend not to believe that there is a God or heaven or hell or sin. They don't believe in Christ. They don't believe in salvation. And the things that we celebrate on this Epiphany Day, you know, that the Lord has made himself manifest in the flesh for our salvation, you know, they would despise as fairy tales and mythology. And yet they invent their own mythology and their own religion by wanting to believe in a future where man can overcome all of the problems that we brought into this world by sin and do it by technology. And that's really barking up the wrong tree. How great it is that God, the real God, who really intelligently designed us and created us, as he tells us in his word, has also redeemed us. The way of immortality, the way to have eternal life, is not by technology. The way to eternal life is through Jesus Christ. The grace of God that came to us was manifested to us when the word became flesh. The Son of God was born of the Virgin Mary, lived, suffered, died, rose again to overcome the problem of our sin, to conquer death for us. And by his resurrection, he's promised us that we too shall rise to everlasting life as we repent of our sin, including our hubris and our arrogance and thinking that we can solve our own problems with human reason. Instead, in humble faith, we trust in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, born of Mary, revealed to us, who died and rose again, that we might have the true gift of eternal life with him.
Pastor Warren Wirth with our Worldview Watch, focus on evolution here on His Time. Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. Morning prayer up next.